On 17 April, the Deputy Health Minister IDATUK Dr. Noor Azmi Ghazali was criticized for allegedly violating the Movement Control Order (MCO) when he was seen at a lunch event at a Tafis school in Perak. He has since apologized and added that he has given his statement to the police for investigation, reported Malay Mail. I apologize and admit to erring in relation to my presence at the Mahad Tafiz Quran Lid Dakwa Wala Mama at Legong, Perak on Friday, April 17, 2020, after an official visit to the Legong Health Clinic. The Begin Sarai MP from Parti Pribumi Bersatu Malaysia (PPBM) said, I have given my statement at the Putrajaya District Police Headquarters (IPD Putrajaya) this afternoon and am prepared to give full cooperation to the PDRM in its investigation. I really appreciate the police's commitment in carrying out their responsibilities in their efforts to enforce the law without regard for an individual's background, position and so on. The investigation paper is expected to be completed today after it is submitted to the public prosecutor for further action, according to Inspector General of Police Tan Sri Abdul Hamid Badur. Perak Executive Council member Rosman Zakaria, who was at the same event, also apologized for attending the event. However, Rosman's son mentioned that he and his father were not fined or arrested by the police over the lunch gathering, explaining that they went home after police recorded their statements. Rosman said that the case is still under investigation and they will await the authorities' decision. Malaysians who violate the MCO could face maximum jail term of 6 months or a fine of up to RM1,000 or both upon conviction. Also read, Deputy Health Minister and other politicians allegedly violated MCO, PDRM will take action. You have reached the end of this story.